He said that Stearns announced a policy of doing games at street locations, and how does Monopoly kind of fit into that? Is that close enough? A refresher on that question. The real reason that Stern has announced a policy of doing street pieces is there are no arcades. Okay? And you can all moan, but there are no arcades, okay? As a percentage of where we put this equipment right now, there are 3 arcades in the country, and there are thousands of places I can put the game in, bars and bowling alleys and taverns and all that stuff. And that's traditionally where the games end up anyway. Okay, that's traditionally where 85% of all of our equipment ends up. Okay, so to announce a policy like that is just what's happening anyway. It's not like Gary woke up one morning and he had this vision, you know, that he was gonna. It's just not happening. Okay, and so where does Monopoly fit into that? Everybody knows we pride ourselves. I pride myself all the time on being the guy who tries to test his games in street locations to begin with. And from an operator standpoint, that makes tons of sense because it's a real-world evaluation of what the game is going to do when it gets to their route. Okay, it's not some... Back, you know, a couple of years ago when arcades were still rocking, it was this pumped-up view of what a game could make, and then you talk to operators and they say, but I don't have that kind of location. So that's the answer to your question. There aren't any. The 3 arcades that are left anymore, I'm glad they're there. I'm glad some of them still operate pinball. But for me to tailor my game to them would be suicide. I'd be putting a gun to my head and pulling the trigger because that would mean that nobody on the street would play the game.
Yeah.